WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst has acknowledged that Republicans missed the deadline to pass new abortion restrictions after protesters shouted down lawmakers before the special legislative session's deadline. The acknowledgement came after senators from both parties met privately with Dewhurst. Protesters erupted 15 minutes before midnight when Republicans suspended an 11-hour filibuster staged by Democratic State Senator Wendy Davis. A crowd of a few hundred people had swelled to about 1,000, and Bruce Banner exited the rotunda and riled the crowd.
These people don't believe in governing. They believe in dominating, and they've got to be stopped.
People packed all four floors of the Capitol Rotunda and stood on the outside steps with chants and picket signs. Davis, from Fort Worth, began her filibuster at 11:18 yesterday morning. One of the things she did was read letters from women who also opposed the Republican plan.
It makes me very sad as a sixth-generation Texan to see my home state moving back to the 1950s. I have seen the 1950s, and I don't want to go back there.
Official computer records and printouts showed the vote took place Wednesday after the midnight deadline and were changed to read Tuesday. The bill that did not pass would have essentially closed most abortion clinics in Texas. Shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Voting Rights Act cannot be enforced, the Texas Secretary of State's office announced photo identification is required to vote and what would be required as proof. The Department of Public Safety has announced the start of taking voter ID pictures today. Go to our website, WTAW.com, for more information. The Bryan City Council had just enough members to hold a meeting last night. Work conflicts kept Mayor Jason Bayensky and Councilman Art Hughes and Greg Hoens from attending. The four who were there unanimously approved all the action items. Councilman Paul Madison responded to comments from a citizen opposed to giving the Downtown Bryan Association another $40 through the end of September.
They will be taking over a number of entities downtown, whereas these functions were previously provided by employees of the city of Bryan.
The additional money raises the pay of the new executive director, adds two managers, and hires four interns. City Manager Keene Register says there has been no reduction of city employees as a result of the DBA amended agreement. More parking is headed to the Brazos County Expo. County commissioners yesterday approved a joint funding plan to convert 6 acres. Expo manager Tom Coral says the limestone rock surface will be finished in time for the Brazos Valley Fair the weekend after Labor Day.
It'll be adjacent to the what we call the fair lot or the carnival lot that was the last lot that was added in our phase two construction. We think it's critical for our growth, and we're not going to be able to put lights on it because of a lack of money at this time, but hopefully in the next year we'll get enough money in the capital budget to be able to put the electricity and the lighting in.
There are three funding sources: the Expo's expansion account, hotel occupancy tax money, and from the fair. A&M officials have announced a September memorial service for Reveille 7. The retired mascot, also known as First Lady of Aggieland, will be honored in Reed Arena the evening of September 6th. Reveille 7, a 12-year-old American collie, had been retired more than 5 years when she died May 30th. Members of a broad-based committee planning the ceremony said they intentionally scheduled the service when students returned for the fall semester. For the uneducated, Reveille is the highest-ranking member of the Corps of Cadets. When she's in class and barks while the professor is teaching, the class is to be dismissed immediately. Officials have not announced a date for Reveille 7's burial outside the north entrance to Kyle Field, facing the scoreboard. United Way of the Brazos Valley has announced funding 22 agencies starting July 1st. The process used to screen 27 applicants and the finalists can be found online at WTAW.com. President Andy Martin says $350,000 is going towards organizations aligned with United Way's priorities of health, financial stability, and education.
We had 30 volunteers that reviewed applications. They were divided into five different teams that reviewed teams of about five or six applications. They spent about 600 hours reviewing the documents that were prepared, as well as meeting to discuss them and then visiting 20-plus agencies and then meeting again to make final recommendations.
Another $63,000 will go to the 211 Texas Information and Referral Center, the Financial Fitness Center, and Goal Savers initiatives. Energy exploration in northern Brazos County is at a level not seen in 30 years.
It reminds me of the 80s when we had the big oil boom and they were leasing Brine Woodbine Unit, and it's getting crowded in the office again. It's good to see. So they're bringing in revenue and to the county, and it's going to be good for the county.
County Clerk Karen McQueen, who recalls crowds when she joined the office in 1981, says last month they made 27,000 copies of land records, charging $1 per page for those acquiring mineral rights from landowners.
What they're doing is releasing land rights from the owners, and of course that means the taxing authorities will be able to get their share once the wells are drilled and they start producing.
Those coming to the county clerk's office say the activity is expected to continue for the next 18 to 24 months. And today is the anniversary of the all-time high usage of electricity in Texas.
66,500 megawatts on June 26 last year.
Robbie Searcy with the Electric Reliability Council of Texas says by comparison, daily consumption this week has exceeded 60,000 megawatts. ERCOT has started issuing reminders to set air conditioners a few degrees higher between 3 and 7 p.m. Peak usage normally begins in August. WTAW News Time is 6:13 at 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com. Call them at 268-1162.
Weather across the area looks relatively warm the next several days, but it also doesn't look like much in the way of rainfall will be occurring across the region. Sunshine, we're in the mid to upper 90s today. Clear overnight in the mid 70s. More sun tomorrow with a high in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night clear, lows will drop down into the mid to upper 70s. It'll be sunny on Thursday, highs in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. No break in the heat on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Football's back in the news. The Bombers are still winning, and Daniel Mangdon doing pretty well for the national collegiate team. We'll catch you up on all that and more with sports, and we'll do it for you here about 6:50.
So comes now the story of Alfred and Annette Rockefeller of Ramsey, New Jersey. They are due in court today.
Of the famous Rockefellers, I would assume.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Somehow kin. They're due in court today to answer the summons that could result in a $250 to $500 fine because of their bird feeder. Alfred, who's 77, largely homebound, and says that feeding the birds is one of the few joys in his life, but neighbors have complained that the hanging feeder is filled with peanuts, and that attracts animals that are ruining their gardens. The Rockefellers said that they used to spread bird food on the ground, but thought that hanging the feeder, after local officials told them wasn't allowed to throw it on the ground, so they're following the law. Alfred said, "So what's going to be next? Am I going to be walking around my yard in shorts and be told that I'm ugly and I bring down property values?" Yeah. You see, and again, It would seem that if you are going to have a garden, then you're pretty much responsible for making sure that that garden's okay, right? I mean, I'm not sure what kind of critters they're talking about. I don't know if they're talking about bunnies or, you know, armadillos or not in New Jersey. They probably don't have armadillos.
Maybe a little both.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking sitting on the porch with a .22 would take care of that, right?
Absolutely.
Just find out when Alfred's going to put the the feet are up, because I'm sure they get it emptied out pretty quickly and just, you know, go from there. A couple of alcohol stories for you this morning, because that's exactly what you want to talk about at 6:15.
Oh, absolutely.
Move over champagne. There's a new king on the wedding circuit. Sam Adams is releasing their 2013 Brewlywed Ale.
Brewlywed.
It's a beer designed especially to celebrate the joys of matrimony. Unfortunately, you'll have to be in Boston to get the this edition. We'll see. Maybe they'll make it worldwide. And forget about moonshine stills in Tennessee, because we're talking a real alcohol menace. Sangria. The state sent out a notice to all bars warning them that officials are going to start enforcing a little-known law banning fruit from being mixed into any kind of alcoholic beverage?
No piña coladas.
Well, I guess not. Ah. And those things with umbrellas in them?
Anything with an umbrella pretty much has fruit in it.
Well, that's right.
What about a cherry? That's fruit.
Yeah.
We got a lot of information.
Not sure. That's, so I guess just drink it out of a mason jar or it's not good. Yeah?
Curse you damn maraschino cherries.
That's right. Changing our lifestyle.
Yeah. Spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Good morning. It's 6:19. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the 26th of June, day 177. That means we got 188 to go. See, 77, 88, kind of interesting there. We're getting close to that halfway point. Today's Beautician's Day. Ought to have those. Some people need them more than others. And it's also also Chocolate Pudding Day.
You're in rare form this morning.
Well, what can I say? Chocolate pudding. I mean, and again, why should that just have a day?
I brought some, sort of.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of?
It's s'mores, which means the bottom part of it's chocolate pudding.
Okay, okay. All right, birthdays.
Audrey Plaza, 29 years old. She's the deadpan actress on Park and Rec. Jason Schwartzman is 33 from Rushmore. Michael Vick, 33 years old.
Yeah.
Gretchen Wilson, who had a hit and has just kind of crawled under the rock of obscurity in country music, is 40. Derek Jeter's 39. Nick Offerman is 43. He's also in Parks and Rec. Chris O'Donnell's 43. Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. He was Jack and was also in the Three Stooges movie. He's 43.
Let's just stick with Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Okay.
43 as well. Terry Nunn, lead singer for Berlin, 52.
Mm-hmm.
Patti Smythe, not Smith, 56.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Chris Isaacs, 57. Getty Watanabe.
No, you're kidding.
Long Duck Dong from 16 Candles, Gung Ho, Volunteers. Yeah. He was in some really cool. He was also in ER, which I didn't know.
All right.
Is a 58, and Billy Davis Jr., the guy that was married to Marilyn McCoo.
Yeah,
and he was in the Fifth Dimension, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
75 today.
Okay. Jeanette McCurdy.
Hey!
From iCarly.
And Sam and Cat, which is a new show.
Be 21. And
I have a seven-year-old.
I was going to say, that's right. And the guy who we used to think about for American cycling, Greg LeMond. Remember him?
Yes, he was the first American to win the Tour de France.
Yeah, experiments at the wind tunnel at Texas A&M University.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, that's, you know, that was a good way to find out about the aerodynamic design of his helmet and his bike and his body as he was going, you know, through that. So he did. Spent some time here doing that. He's 52. And Mick Jones from The Clash. I can't imagine you didn't mention him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have any idea who he is. All right, 6:21.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so now the campaign to sell Obamacare is in full force, and your tax dollars are paying for it all. The Obama administration is now reaching out to the NFL, the NBA, Hollywood celebrities, all in an effort to promote Obamacare. But it gets worse. Your tax dollars are going to be used to train children in government schools on the merits of Obamacare. Yes, let's indoctrinate them. Human Events reports the L.A. Unified School District will use a state grant to train teens to promote Obamacare to family members. Hubbard, California, the state's California Exchange, announced grants of $37 million to promote the nationally unpopular law. Yes, get the children to do your bidding.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The beautiful warm weather often means ugly air conditioning bills. You need great-looking, energy-saving Honeycomb Cell Shades, and you can get them at blinds.com. Honeycomb Cell Shades can actually cut your AC bill significantly by lowering the indoor temperature. Now, you can save an extra 20% on select insulating Honeycomb Cell Shades, and you'll also get a free cordless upgrade on many of the most popular products. Get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. That's blinds.com.
PaidAtHome.com won the American Business Award. This is how our listeners are earning from a few hundred to several thousand a month from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. Like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 month one, saw that jump to $5,000 to now over six figures. Your six-figure income coach will show you how to earn that kind of money from home, too. Hurry, they're giving away $1,000 in June at PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. Income not typical. See PaidAtHome.com for income expectation.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order is ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
Consumers are still being careful. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We're helping the economy by spending more money, but we're still being cautious about it. Consumer spending has jumped 9% in the 4 years since the recession ended. That is half the average increase of the seven previous recoveries dating back to 1960. Economists say the slow pickup in the job market and stagnant wages are factors, and a lot of people still have to pay down debt. If you're looking for a job, you can benefit from the right social media profile, but a Career Builder survey says there may be things online that are keeping you from getting hired. Among hiring managers who use social media to research applicants, more than 40% say they have found information that made them decide against hiring a candidate. A bankruptcy judge has approved a plan for AMF Bowling Worldwide to exit Chapter 11 protection and merge with the bowling chain Bowlmore. AMF operates 270 bowling alleys across the country. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Make summer's greatest vacation memories at the new Schlitterbahn Beach Resort Hotel on South Padre Island, Texas. Directly located on the beach and on the grounds of Schlitterbahn Beach Water Park, our new 200-room resort is your complete summertime destination and the best location on South Padre Island. Both our huge water park and the beautiful Gulf of Mexico are just steps from your room. Challenge the new Torrent Tidal Wave River. Race down towering water slides. Blast up four water coasters. Try surfing on the Boogie Bon. And cruise our endless river that floats you from ride to ride. The little ones can explore a silly submarine, board a pirate ship, climb through a giant sandcastle, or even ride our new carousel. Or you can just kick back on the beach and let the sound of the surf put you in a tropical state of mind. Plus, dine in our unique restaurants featuring great food and fabulous ocean views. Schlitterbahn Beach Resort on South Padre Island. Book your vacation today at schlitterbahn.com.
627 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Same stuff. Look for a high temperature today. Probably close enough to 100 that we could say it. I think maybe 98 is where we got yesterday. 76 for low tonight, and then even hotter as we move on. Hey, here's the good news. A 20% chance of showers on Saturday night. We'll see. And then 20% on Sunday. But again, that's days and days away. It may not happen. Right now, the winds are, oh, by the way, it's going to be windy again today. So that, again, dries out your plants and dries out your lawn. High temperature today, again, about 100. South winds right now at 8, 94% relative humidity, and we've got 76 out there.
When morale is low in the workplace, it's generally because employees are not getting three specific things from their managers. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of their newest gold guide at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free gold guide today at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. American Bullion. 800-466-4994.
In a workplace where people are generally unhappy, it's often because the workers are not getting three essential needs met.
Safety, belonging, and mattering. These are three kind of prerequisites to help people get into their smart state. And most workplaces don't fulfill them.
Christine Comeford, author of the book Smart Tribes.
You know, Maslow was right. Once we've got food, water, shelter, warmth, we crave safety. You know, being in an environment where we can take risks, stretch, etc. Belonging, you know, are we in a tight-knit tribe rowing in the same direction? Mattering, does it matter that I'm actually here or am I a cog in a wheel? Am I actually making a specific difference and it matters that I'm here, not just anybody in this spot?
Managers will often call in consultants when performance needs a boost.
Leaders come to me and they say, we want more sales. And they're kind of like saying, hey, fix my people to get these results. And then we have to say, these are just symptoms. Let's look at the system beneath it that created this. And then the leader realizes, oh, shoot, I have to be involved in the solution because I'm part of the problem.
Creating a culture of safety, belonging, and mattering takes some real effort, but Christine says it's well worth it because of all the problems it can solve.
When people act out, when there's conflict, usually if you scratch way below the surface, people are like begging for safety, belonging, or mattering.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The state of Texas now requires photo identification to vote. That's after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the Voting Rights Act cannot be enforced until Congress comes up with a new way of determining which states and localities require close federal monitoring of elections. The Texas Secretary of State's office has posted a list of what are acceptable forms of voter photo IDs, and the Department of Public Safety has announced the start of taking voter ID pictures starting today. More information on both on our website at WTAW.com. A bill that would effectively close most abortion clinics in Texas has been killed. Starting at 11:18 yesterday morning, a state senator attempted to block passage of SB 5. One of the things done by Democrat Wendy Davis of Fort Worth was to read letters from women who are also opposed to the Republican plan.
Respect is not closing most of the abortion clinics in the state and calling it an improvement in women's health. Respect is not trying to create a de facto ban on abortion when safe and legal abortion is supported by the clear majority of Texans.
While lawmakers inside the state capitol in Austin argued over parliamentary procedure in the moments leading up to midnight last night, hundreds gathered outside the building to debate abortion. Patrick Kyle was one of them.
To me, it seems the child is just the same in value, development, and dignity a day before it's born as it is a day after it's born.
The crowd swelled from a few hundred to nearly 1,000 by about 1 in the morning, and protesters erupted 15 minutes before midnight when Republicans suspended Davis's 11-hour filibuster. Davis and protesters eventually got their wishes. Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says Republicans missed the deadline to pass the new abortion restrictions. The acknowledgement came after senators from both parties met privately with Dewhurst. No City of Bryan employees are losing their jobs as the result of an amended agreement with the Downtown Bryan Association. The City Council last night gave the DBA another $40,000 to add two full-time positions, four interns, and give its executive director a $31,000 pay raise. Councilman Paul Madison says that's for work that has been done in the past by city employees.
DBA organization will also be the entity that's in charge of the Texas Red program that we will have coming up later on this year.
DBA will also be in charge of managing the Palace Theater and will keep revenue collected from the venue. The city will collect revenue from the Reds Festival. There's optimism of additional tax revenue coming into Brazos County from the energy sector. County Clerk Karen McQueen says her office has been jammed with people getting copies of land records who are acquiring mineral rights.
We get new people in every day, and we're explaining how the systems work, and they're fighting for a room at a table. They're sitting on the floor, so we're really happy to have them back.
McQueen says the activity is in the northern part of the county.
Down OSR or Tabor Road or 2223, you're seeing pumping rigs, you know, all over, drilling rigs. Actually, it's really pretty at night because it's all lit up, but they are starting to really hit the county.
McQueen says it's not been this busy since she started with the clerk's office in 1981. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas says hot weather historically takes place in August, but for the third consecutive year, there's been near-record electric usage in June.
We saw this milestone in early June, both last year and the previous year.
Daily consumption has exceeded 60,000 megawatts. The all-time record was on this day last year at 66,500 megawatts. ERCOT reminds consumers to conserve electricity between 3 and 7 p.m. A major project preceding the second annual Brazos Valley Fair has been approved. Brazos County Expo Manager Tom Quarles received the green light from the County Commission yesterday to convert 6 acres to a parking lot with limestone rock.
As soon as the contract's signed, they should be able to begin immediately, and it's about a 30 or 40 day project. So it'll be ready for the 2013 fair.
The new lot is expected to reduce the number of fairgoers who will ride a shuttle.
Last year, we did have to use a park and ride for Saturday, and so this year, I'm sure we're going to have to have the park and ride again at the Health Science Center, but at least we'll be able to accommodate 300 or 400 more on site.
Coral says for this year, the lot will not be lighted, but there are plans to make that happen next year. More than $410,000 have been allocated by United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Andy Martin says 27 applications were reviewed by 30 volunteers who were divided into five teams. 22 will share $350,000 starting July 1st.
It's been a very exciting process in the way that we've had a volunteer-driven process. This isn't anything that was decided by just staff or just the board. There were lots of other volunteers involved in then making a final recommendation.
Online at WTAW.com is a list of the agencies and the process used by the grant committee. Three more programs, the Goal Savers Initiatives, the 211 Texas Information and Referral Center, and the Financial Fitness Center will share another $63,000. And a memorial service for the retired First Lady of Aggieland has been set for the first Friday evening in September. Reveille 7 passed away May 30th following 5 years of retirement. The 12-year-old American Collie served between 2001 and 2008. With students back on campus for the fall semester, Rev 7 will be honored September 6th. Officials have not announced burial arrangements in space reserved outside the north entrance to Kyle Field facing the scoreboard. A tradition dating back to 1931 when the Corps of Cadets cared for a dog who'd been hit by a car, barked when hearing a bugler played reveille. She's now the highest ranking member of the Corps. WTAW News Time is 6:37 at 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. 2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. 15 for all the details.
640 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Weather across the area looks relatively warm the next several days, but it also doesn't look like much in the way of rainfall will be occurring across the region. Sunshine, we're in the mid to upper 90s today. Clear overnight in the mid-70s. More sun tomorrow with a high in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will drop down into the mid to upper 70s. It'll be sunny on Thursday. Highs in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. No break in the heat on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A lot's been said about discipline, but he went through all that.
We'll get you caught up on the latest Johnny football information, which is, you know, ongoing. Also, we've got Brazos Valley Bombers action back at it last night, and Daniel Mangan did pretty well in his U.S. collegiate debut. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. Well, let's see. So there's, you know, really nothing happened yesterday in politics and things like that.
From the house, from the house floor.
Wow, that's what it sounded like in Austin last night, a little bit before 12. All those guys and gals all dressed up down there on the floor, looking up, listening to those people up in the gallery. Yeah, and of course, this didn't make news any place. You know,
it was all over everything.
Yeah, pretty much under the radar. Yeah, it's pretty unusual. Her name is Wendy Davis. She's a state senator from Fort Worth, and she is the new darling of the pro-choice group. That's for sure. She took to it about, 11:15 yesterday morning.
And just kept on going.
And did. And so as they were getting, that was really what it sounded like right before midnight when they're trying to have a vote. And they
round it out.
Yeah, and they couldn't get the vote taken before midnight. And, you know, Jump Shot didn't come out till 3 in the morning to tell us that's really what happened. Regrettably, the constitutional time expired, he said.
There was a bunch of back and forth on whether he was going to allow that to happen and carry it over.
Certainly. And, you know, but the timestamp is the timestamp, and I will at least give them credit for following the rules of the Senate.
See,
in that case.
What I want to know is, you know, why is it that I can't choose that I want an 18 ounce of soda? I can't choose that I want a gun in my house. I can't choose that my kids can or can't go and buy birth control. But I can choose abortion. Like, I mean, it doesn't add up. If they want a choice there, why can't we have all these other choices? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think we do get the soft drink choice. We do.
Well, okay. Someone in New York. All right.
I understand what you're saying, though. The idea of this choice. And we've had this discussion. This is a third rail issue, and it will be forever.
Yes.
Because there will never be a time. I'd like to be there, I'll say this, if somebody was discussing pro-choice or abortion, and suddenly the person on the other side of the issue went, yes, you're right, I agree with you now. I mean, we're
the
not
epiphany
gonna,
moment.
Right. We're not going to change anybody's mind. And what my biggest problem was that the leadership wanted something. I mean, yes, it happens to be abortion. The leadership wanted something to take place, and they believed that they had it all lined up and ready to go. The dominoes were all lined up.
But they dorked around too long.
Right. And then something happens, and the dominoes don't fall the way that leadership wanted them to. Suddenly it is, quote, an unruly mob. See, I have a problem with that. Now, you don't have to necessarily agree with what those people in the gallery were trying to express, but I kind of like the idea that they went in there and expressed.
Well, there's a fine line between unruly mob and vocal supporters.
Right.
Because it depends on who's writing the story.
Sure. And so I mean,
my question is, so you can't vote if it's too loud? Like, there's no way to hold your hand up?
Well,
or pulled up a sign?
Well,
like, I don't really understand exactly.
They have to call for a vote, and then all it takes is the senator going, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Are you asking me to vote?
So they don't have, like, a whiteboard or an overhead
thing? Well, they do.
Thing.
They
it's
do.
Impossible to express any ideas without
no.
sound?
They Well, what happens, though, is there is a process to cast ballots. And it could be, for instance, that somebody asks for a roll call vote. And if they have a roll call vote, they have to name each senator, and each senator must respond.
So can someone ask for a raise your hand vote?
Well, they might, but they didn't. I mean,
and nobody, well, somebody may have seconded it, but then that would have been another procedural thing.
Right, and that's
thing.
Another procedural thing, and they couldn't get it done. As Kevin said, the leadership waited too long.
I'm kind of surprised they can't vote electronically, even
they
in.
They could. They do. But all you have to do is ask for instance, a roll call vote.
Now, they can clear that house, if I'm not mistaken, much like they can a courtroom.
They could clear the gallery. They
but
could.
By the time they did that, then they would have been past that midnight deadline
right.
again.
And that's what happened. And actually, the vote must be finished by midnight. That's what they were waiting until 3 o'clock in the morning to get the judgment on.
I didn't know that. I didn't
and
know
so
if it was.
You know, if you're in the process and it's over, then it's over. And there have been times when they've stopped the clock, but, you know, all of America was watching.
Sure they were.
And if this would have been something about throwing beer cans out of a truck, then, you know, they might have stopped the clock at midnight. But this is abortion, okay? This is a hot-button issue, and everybody's watching them. And, again, they should have started this 2 or 3 days ago. They should have gone through and taken care of it, but leadership thought that they knew best. And, once again, we found that sometimes they don't know the process is going to happen. And obviously, the pro-choice group was able to muster their forces. I mean, they filled up every level of the rotunda in addition to in the gallery. So, I mean, it was very similar to the teacher strike situation in Wisconsin that we remember. I mean, they filled the rotunda up because of this. So I think leadership has to take some of the responsibility for this.
Oh, without question.
And that's, again, that's above and beyond the issue itself. Above and beyond the issue itself, well, just the mechanics.
Chalk another one up for the Republican Party going, okay, whatever.
Yeah, we know what we're doing.
You got
Maybe
don't worry about us.
Yeah. Then we had other stuff going on, too, and we'll talk.
Oh, something else happened?
Yeah, really, and we'll talk to, yeah, that little Voting Rights Act thing. That was, that's rather substantial.
Yeah, the Supremes were busy yesterday. Yeah,
well, they finally decided that people in Texas, for instance, are smart enough to be able to figure out how to draw redistricting maps without having to send them back to the principal's office to get them approved.
Yep.
So we got that done.
Gay rights today?
Well, but first, before we leave that, and then we wasted no time in saying that there will now be photo IDs in Texas, which I know the DPS License Bureau is thrilled over that. Because, you know, it's never busy there anyway.
No.
And now you'll have other people who might want to come in and do that. And then, yes, the Defense of Marriage Act, that's probably going to be taken on today by the Supreme Court. Basically, Joe Manchin, who's the senator from West Virginia, thinks that the president is trying to shut down coal. We'll talk to Bill Flores about that today because his predecessor, Chet Edwards, used to say Texas is the Saudi Arabia of coal. So we'll see what his thoughts are on that.
Absolutely.
And he talked about the XL pipeline. So, no, there's nothing going on out there today. So I'm glad to say that.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There was a time when the subject of grasses meant little more than Bermuda or St. Augustine to Texas gardeners. Those were, after all, just about the only two grasses found in most Texas landscapes. Oh, to be sure, there was pampas grass and some folks planted golden bamboo, but as far as ornamental grasses were concerned, the buck pretty much stopped with our turf grass. Grasses have become very popular. We'll talk about them right after this message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free. Shipping and handling $2. Total price only $25.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Somewhere around 25 years ago, interest in the many lovely types of annual and perennial ornamental grasses began to grow. Those first hardy souls who heard the scorn of the doubters, "That looks like a weed," kept forging us forward until now, hardly a season goes by without our being introduced to several new types of ornamental grasses. There are lots of great ones out there. Ribbon grass is a low, sprawling grass that's marked by dark green blades with white variegation. It's bright and cheerful where it gets morning sun and afternoon shade. You could also use Mexican feather grass, stipa. That is a gorgeous grass, and a lot of people are using it now. You see it almost everywhere. Very, very fine textured. Dwarf fountain grass called Hamelin. The ornamental grass has captured the hearts of Texas gardeners. It's been in full bloom across the state for several weeks. The plumes will keep coming for many weeks into the future. The blades are slender and graceful. The plant gets 18 to 24 inches tall in flower. Commercial landscapers have used a lot of this. Purple fountain grass, of all the grasses I'm going to mention, this is the one type that's annual in most of Texas. It dies out with the first hard freeze, but it's readily available and easily restarted each spring. Purple fountain grass. Lindheimer's Mula. You'll love this one, grown in individual clumps where the blue-green leaves can spray upward and outward 24 to 30 inches. The plumes stand erect from the centers of each clump, and they persist for many months. I love Lindheimer's Mula. M-U-H-L-Y. Then you have variegated Japanese silvergrass. It stands 36 to 48 inches tall, bright white and green variegation. It's nice against evergreens. It produces clusters of light tan plumes from midsummer on. Maiden grass is its big sister. It grows to 5 to 6 feet tall. It's one of our larger ornamental grasses, and it has rich green blades, and then it too has the tan seed heads that come up over the top of the foliage. Maiden grass can seed freely in a landscape. It can become a problem. Then you have zebra grass, one of the most unusual grasses because the variegation on its leaves go across the leaves. That's very unusual. Usually they're parallel to the veins. These go at 90-degree angles to the veins. Dark green, white variegation, yellowish white, and it's a very bold plant because the leaves are large. Those are just a few of the ornamental grasses. Don't use them to excess, however. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. As we reported earlier, Johnny Manziel said he was prepared to transfer if the suspension before last season was upheld. The Heisman Trophy winner was suspended for his role in a bar fight in Northgate last summer when they found a fake ID with him as well. However, Coach Sumlin wrote a letter in support of Manziel's appeal, arguing that the quarterback was adhering to strict internal punishments. And from NewsOK.com,
we imposed some penalties on him, not penalties, but some things he had to do. And a lot's been said about discipline, but he went through all that, which was a little bit more than people think. And that's not a public deal. It's just what I asked him to do. And he did all those things. And his parents were involved in that conversation. And so for him to go through that and go through camp and do those types of things, he earned a job. And that's what brought him to where he is now.
Well, and the suspension was, of course, overturned. And the rest, as they say, is just history. The Brazos Valley Bombers earned their 11th consecutive home victory against the Pump Jacks. The Bombers collected the lead early in the bottom of the first when Brett Curtin stretched a single into a double and drove in two runs. They extended that lead to 5 and then wrapped things up with a 5-1 win. Pitcher Brad Vershon earned Player of the Game honors after throwing 7 innings with 7 strikeouts. Here's Coach Dixon on the hot start for the Bombers.
It's really gratifying. You know, all the credit goes to our players, though. They're the ones showing up every night. As coaches, you know, we're not playing a game. We're not playing an inning. These guys are. We've created a good atmosphere here, and these guys have just really came together. You can't, you know, just being around us, you can't even think that these guys have been around each other for just a month. The chemistry have, and then 1 through 30 on our depth chart, everybody's getting their name called and just performing. It's fun to see night in and night out.
From the Texas Collegiate League to the USA Collegiate League, five pitchers combined to shut out Wilson Tobbs and the USA Collegiate team, and they tallied a 3-0 win last night. Aggie star Daniel Mengden set the tone for the night with four strong shutout innings, and he allowed just two hits, struck out four, and retired 12 of the 15 batters that he faced. UCLA has its first ever national championship in baseball. They've got 108 national championships on the school campus. But for baseball last night, it all started with a two-game sweep of Mississippi State. Here's Bruins head coach John Savage.
Dedication. You know, they worked extremely hard all season, and they believed in each other, and that's what great teams do. And we got to congratulate a great Mississippi State team. They had a great year, and it was one of those situations where it was our time, I think. I mean, Nick threw the ball extremely well for eight innings, and kept him off balance, and then Berge did his job.
Nick Vander Tuig scattered five hits in eight innings as the Bruins hammered the Bulldogs 8-0 in Omaha. At Wimbledon, defending men's champ Roger Federer and number two Andy Murray are part of today's schedule. Second seed Victoria Azarenka and number three seed Maria Sharapova highlighted the women's draw as the second round action begins. Number one seed Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams were first round winners yesterday. In the ongoing saga of the New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez, a judge has sealed the investigation documents involving the killing of an acquaintance. Quote, all records of the Attenborough District Court Clerk and Magistrate's Office involving the homicide investigation have been impounded by order of the court. The quote continues, no further information is or will be available at this time.
Swung on, and there goes to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Ichiro has won the ballgame. The Yankees rising sun says sayonara in the right center field seats.
Suzuki homered in the bottom of the ninth to give the Yankees a 4-3 win over the Texas Rangers.
Craig swings and hits it high and deep to left field. Make that seven. A home run.
With Alan Craig, also Carlos Beltran and David Freese, they all homered last night, and the Cardinals routed the Stros 13-5. Dallas Cowboys have signed first-round draft pick Travis Frederick, the last of their unsigned draft choices. The center from Wisconsin yesterday signed a four-year deal with a club option on the fifth. The Cowboys traded down 13 spots to pick him up at number 31 in the draft. And finally, in NASCAR news, Bobby Labonte's consecutive start streak will come to an end at 704 races in a run that began back in 1993. Labonte has not entered the race Saturday for the Kentucky Speedway, which will bring in the second longest active streak. Who's number one? Jeff Gordon at 705. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
With the hot summer months ahead, it's never too soon to think about college and workforce classes in the fall. Blinn College was just named one of the top community colleges in Texas by schools.com. In fact, Blinn transfers more students to four-year universities than anywhere else in the state. Fall classes begin August 26th, so register now to get the classes you want locked in today. And check out our 8-week and technical workforce education classes too. Find out more at blinn.edu/future. Blinn College. Proven.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Tom.